Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The podcast world is growing bigger every day, and Himalaya wants to help you navigate it. Himalaya is a brand new podcast app where you can find every single podcast you love and some future faves. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya has got your back. Discover personally curated playlists and show your favorite podcasters some love with the Himalaya Tip Jar. It's free, it's the easiest to use, and we're adding cool new features every day. Go to your app store and download Himalaya. That's H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A. And don't forget to follow Worst First once you're there. Love, Brittany. We are back with a new episode of Worst First, and I am here with Violet Benson, aka Daddy Issues, aka Violet Benson, also on Instagram. She's got 35 accounts. You can follow her cat, which is a really cute cat. Pancakes. Shout out to Pancakes Benson, the only cat that I like. She's a Scottish Fold.
Yeah, she's so cute. Yeah. So my other accounts.
Oh my God, now she's going to talk about her cat for like 3 hours.
My accounts are basically just fan accounts for Pancakes Benson. She's like the main star, I would say. And I'm just like a fan account.
Oh my God.
So yeah, she has an Instagram, Pancakes Benson. Then I have an Instagram, Violet Benson. That's my name. Then my main account is daddyissues_. It's awesome. And then I also have a podcast, but
yes,
I can
talk about your podcast. It's coming out in April. It might be out already by the time this is out. So tell us what the name of that is so people can check it out.
Well, if you shut the fuck up, I could say
Oh, bum, bum, bum. Guys, it's that scary Russian side she has.
Oh my God, I'm totally kidding.
Glass in my water. Go ahead. What's the name of it?
I'm sweet. Anyway, so the name of my podcast is Too Tired to Be Crazy, because these days I really am too tired to be crazy most of the time. I'm just like exhausted all the time. So like you know, if a guy wants to act up, at this point I'm literally like, fine, like go do your shit. Like I don't give a shit. Like I have to go to bed. Like I'm tired.
Whereas before you would find him and stab
him. I would like write 75,000 text messages, call him nonstop. Like, I don't care. You want to cheat on me? Go cheat on me. Like great. Meaning like obviously you never talk to the guy again. Right, but like right. I just like... Like, when I was younger, I'd be like, no, like, let me fight for you. Now it's like, if you want to act up, like, peace out.
Yeah, you're like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I can do better.
Yeah.
Good. So you've grown, like, in yourself, emotionally.
I've gotten tired, so, yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's growing or just exhaustion.
I'm just tired, so I just don't care enough. So that's what's been happening. So, yeah, I'm so excited for Too Tired to Be Crazy. That's coming out, well, on April 11th. So it may be out by the time this airs. But it's going to be, it's on every Thursday. It's super awesome. It's about dating, relationships, and different type of advice. Every episode, it's a different topic.
Oh, cool.
So I'm really excited for it.
I love
it's
that.
It's really awesome.
Speaking of dating right now, are you dating or do you have a boyfriend?
Honestly, this year, I haven't had a chance to date. I haven't, like, for me, it feels like it's still January, even though it's almost April. So it's because I've been so busy with, like, work and new things, like my podcast and getting back on YouTube and, like, buying a house. So, like, all that stuff has taken so much of my time that I haven't had a chance to date at all. Like, yeah, like, I still text with guys, and some guys, I think, think I'm they're dating me, but I don't think I'm dating them. Like,
they listen to this podcast, just kill themselves. They're like, I thought she was my girlfriend, but so I guess not.
I'm not dating anyone.
Okay, so but people are dating you. I think you're not dating them, but they're dating you.
I think maybe, yeah. But I'm not dating anyone. Oh, I'm single. Like, God. I don't even have a time for anyone. Well, whoever says they're dating me is just like, he doesn't even live here and he's foreign. So he probably doesn't even know what dating means. He just says.
You like foreign guys.
I love foreign guys. I'm foreign. So, like, I love foreign guys because it's like, I feel like culturally we understand each other.
Yes, because you're originally from
Russia.
Russia.
Yeah, so Russians, we can be very cold.
Right. And oh, trust like, me, I know. I've been friends with you for quite a few years.
So, yeah, we can be, I don't know. So it's just the upbringing is so different, the way your parents are and everything like that. So I feel like I feel like immigrants have a very different mentality. So from the way our families raise us to even our work ethic. So a lot of times I do like dating guys who are not weren't born in the U.S. because I feel like I could relate to them. Like they can kind of understand why I am the way I am.
That you would just relate to them better just because yeah. You guys are kind of the same.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah. So
it's hard for dating in L.A. then because, I mean, there are a lot of immigrants, but there's also a lot of just fuckboys. Just American,
I mean, the immigrants,
the
foreign guys can still be fuckboys.
Oh, so everyone's a fuckboy, basically. It doesn't matter.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, A, it's always just something funny for me to write. It doesn't really bother me anymore because I'm like, oh, cool, like, I have a great story. Like, I don't care. And, like, B, I mean, you're bound to keep dating the wrong people until you find the right person. So, like,
that's true.
Is someone, like, if someone, this is what my mom always tells me, like, whenever I'm crying over a boy, she always says the same thing to me. She's just like, you should be so thankful that this person is showing you their true colors right now because then they're giving you the opportunity. They're literally doing you a favor so you can walk away and not waste any more of your time. Like, and she's so right. So if these guys are fuckboys, it's like, God bless. Thanks.
You're like thanks peace. For the story. Thanks yeah. for the content. I'm going to make 75 memes out of this. Right? Correct.
Yeah.
It's true. It's yeah. good. It's so awesome.
But yeah, I'm not dating anyone. Last year, I dated a good amount of guys. Like, I feel like I was dating someone every 2 months.
Wow. In
a
way.
Because I was really trying to, like, understand what I like, what I don't like. Because I didn't date before that, really.
Right.
So it did give me a better understanding. Like, oh, I like this. Oh, I don't like this. But I wouldn't mind finding my husband this year, but it hasn't happened.
Yeah, you'll know when it happens.
Because I have to, like, leave my house.
Right, you do have to leave your house.
I hate
that appreciate
part.
You being here today. A lot of my guests don't like leaving their house, which is, I don't know, maybe that's why we're all friends, because we all hate leaving our houses, but somehow I managed to get you here, which is great.
Yeah.
So basically the podcast, Worst First, you've done it before with my YouTube channel, telling me about your worst experience, right? Or did
I
you
feel
not
like
do it
maybe
on my
I did. I can't
maybe
recall.
You didn't do it on my YouTube channel. I don't think you did. Maybe you did. We'll have to go back and check. I did so many. But basically, this can be your worst first, you know, dating experience, yeah. your worst first drug experience, your worst first sexual experience, your worst first job experience.
I have so many. Like, we were just talking. Like, I have so many worst first. Like, everything in my life has been the worst at first.
You're like, everything in my life, the way it started has been bad.
The first day I got my license, totaled my car.
You
the first
did?
Time I tried weed, PCP. The first time I worked at the DA's office, my first day, I a long time ago when I was younger, I wanted to go to law school. So I was working at the DA's office. And my first time was, they were like, oh, why don't you, my first day, they go, why don't you go to this courtroom? You can sit on the case. And I was working in, my department was, gang violence or something like that.
Okay. And for those who don't know, DA stands for district attorney. She was working at the district attorney's office. Okay.
Yeah, which is a really big deal because it was only graduate students there and I was only undergrad there.
Wow.
So I got my way in there. Yeah, I'm really, you know, immigrant mentality. We're very hardworking. You can't make those jokes anymore. That's A. B, no, I didn't suck anyone's dick for that. Like, why would it? For free internship?
I want to work in the DA's office. Give me that job.
For free internship? Come on, like, higher standards than that. I'll have my dad do it.
Thank God. Okay, so you're starting to work at the district attorney's
office.
Yeah,
so anyway, it's my first day, and I worked for the, it wasn't major crimes. That was my second internship. It was, like, something about gangs, but the major gangs. So it was in downtown LA, and they're like, oh, why don't you go to this courtroom and just sit on a case? Like it's like there's a court thing happening.
For
I was
a
like,
major gang.
Yeah, and yeah. I've never been inside a courtroom, so I don't think I understood, like, what's happening. I didn't watch even Law & Order yet. So when I walked in, I, like, opened the door during the case happening. I'm just like, oh, hi, how are you? And
oh
I'm, like,
God.
Walking and talking, and then I I also didn't know which side is who. So the side of the defendant, a bunch of people, and it was a, I'll tell you a sec. So anyway, a bunch of them were not smiling at me because I was like, and then I go to open this that little door where you get to sit next to one of the attorneys or towards the judge like area. Like I open it.
You just were doing this during the case.
Yeah, because I didn't understand because I didn't know what it was. Like I never been to a case. Like I never knew what happens in the courtroom. So I walk through it and I go, wait, where do I sit? And like the judge had to stop and he was like, miss, please get out of like this area. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I walked to the defendant's side and they're like, ma'am, please sit on the other side. And I was like, oh, shit, sorry.
Oh,
and
my
I
God. Sit down. Like, this guy has killed 14 people. He's
actually,
just sitting there.
Yeah. So he oh was, it was God. A, it was a case for the DA's against a blood member.
Oh, my God.
So then I sit down. I like, all the defendant people are looking at me and I'm just like waving at them and smile. And like, no one smiled at me.
They're all, who is this legally blonde idiot who just walked in here like, hey, guys. Oh, you murdered some people. That's cool. Where do I sit?
Like, I didn't fully, like, now I watch so many Law and Order cases. Like, I feel like I know everything. Like, if I'm arrested, I know right away that I have to be like, I want to speak to my attorney. And then they can't ask me any questions. Like, I know everything now. But then I had no idea where, I thought I was supposed to sit next to the attorney or, like, I don't know, on the judge's lap. Like,
oh, I was like, my God. Imagine if you walked up and sat on the judge's lap. You're like, okay, this is okay for you? Is this okay for everybody? What's up, dude? I know you're going to prison for a long time, but, you know, peace.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was my first day at the DA's. But yeah, I feel like I've always had the worst first. But I guess you want me to talk about my first, the first time I tried weed?
Sure, you can talk about that. I know you were telling me about that earlier. It sounds insane. This is crazy, this story, that this happened to you.
So I was underage.
You were how old?
Probably 15.
15 years old, hopefully.
Maybe 15 or 16, I don't know.
Your parents are listening to this. They're like, oh, Violeta.
My parents don't even know what weed is.
Good for them.
They're like, marijuana? Violeta, you've had marijuana?
They don't know what it is, though.
Mom, maybe like I smelled it once. It's not mine. It's my friend's. Oh, okay. Violeta, you're a good girl. Good job, Violeta.
You're so lucky.
I love them.
Wow. Aw, that's really sweet.
Well, now, I mean.
Now?
Now. Okay. I mean, I've always loved my mom.
Right.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. Your poor dad. Well, that's where the daddy issues title came from, guys.
I mean, I love my dad now, too.
That's good. I'm so glad your family is all loving now. That's nice. Okay, so tell us about the first time you smoked weed.
So I don't recall. Maybe I was 15, maybe I was 16, but I do recall I was like underage. And I just, you know, I moved to America when I was 14. So basically when I was 14 and first came to America for like the first few years, actually up until college, I would say, I've constantly was yearning to fit in. So I feel like I got myself in a lot of bad situations in the U.S. when I first moved here because I just wanted to have friends.
I'm so confused. You didn't get here till 14?
Correct.
So you were where before that? You were in
Israel.
Israel. Yeah. So you were in school in Israel till 14 years old.
Yeah.
And did you speak English?
I was one of the best ones in my school in English because we sometimes – because my dad didn't, like, my dad traveled so much for work. So sometimes for us to see him, he would take us on some of the trips, the business trips. Uh-huh. So when we travel, we would, like, my sister and I were learning English. But I still came pretty foreign to the U.S. Like, I had to take the immigrant exam where you have to pass to see if you should be an ESL or not.
What's that?
ESL is, does anyone know what that stands for? It's not special needs.
She gets all offended. Delete that out of the podcast. Don't call me that.
It's like when you're in like a slower class for learning.
Yeah, ESL is for people who don't speak English. I forget what it stands for, but I had to take an exam. I remember when I took the exam and I was like, there was one question. And I remember some girl was sitting behind me. She was waiting for the principal or whatever. And I just go, wait, what's inhale? And she goes, you know, like, I was like, what's exhale? I think I didn't know what that meant. She's like, you know, when you inhale and then you exhale. And I was like, oh, okay. So, like, I remember I was still, like, learning.
Wow. That's so hard. I didn't realize you were 14. Why did I think? I thought you were really young when you came here. I thought you were, like, a little baby.
No.
But you were, like, a teenager.
That's why I like dating other foreign people. Just because, like, normally, a lot of the time, people can't hear my accent until I get too tired or bored. Like, right now, I feel like you can hear my accent, which means I'm tired. But, like, normally.
Because I'm bored. Dead. But, wait, that's crazy.
But, yeah, so, like, that's why I would still have that, like, immigrant mentality. And that's why I think I sometimes act different.
Right.
A little kind of foreign. It's because, I came here when I was
older. I really did not know that. I thought you were much younger. Anyway, sorry. So you had just come here.
Yeah, so I feel like I made a lot of bad decisions because I just was so desperately wanting to fit in. Like, right. I barely speak English. I was really awkward looking, and I just wanted to fit in. So to make friends, I would just do whatever they wanted to do.
And here, take these pills. You're like, okay.
No, yeah, because where I grew up, it was a very small town, there was no sex ed, like, no one taught us about sex, or, like, no, I didn't know anything about drugs. So when I came to America, it was, like, especially Los Angeles, it's its own country, it's just, like, fast-paced. So in L.A., like, in eighth grade and ninth grade, everyone's already fucking, and, like, that's not happening. This didn't happen where when I first came to America, I thought there was kissing and then there's sex. Like, I didn't even know there was anything between.
Wow.
That was such, yeah. Anyway.
That's amazing.
And now
that's
I do anal. Really, it's crazy.
Oh, I'm my kidding. God.
I haven't done that in forever.
That's crazy.
I'm kidding.
Her dad listens to it. He has a stroke. Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back in a few minutes, and then we're going to get the story about when Violet first smoked weed and it was laced with PCP. Stay tuned.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, everybody, we are back with Violet Benson, aka Daddy Issues. She has a very interesting story, a very interesting worst first for us, and it is about the first time that she tried smoking weed, and it happened to be laced with PCP.
Yeah, okay, so again, I was 15 or 16. We went to some random party. It must have been maybe a high school party or college party, I don't recall, and I was with these girls. I was growing up in the Valley, and then it was these girls from Calabasas, like super cool girls. And I've never smoked weed before. And you live there now.
Calabasas.
Oh, cool.
I mean, I'm still not cool.
Anyway,
though. I'm like the least cool person in
Brittany,
Calabasas. Anyway, go ahead.
No one cares.
Dead.
So I was at this party, and there was this guy smoking from a bong, and all my friends were like, oh my God, let's take a hit, like, let's have some weed, and I haven't smoked weed before, but I was like, seems legit, like, whatever. Plus, like, bongs are more serious than small.
Yeah, it's a bong rip. It's a big hit of weed.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't mess, they didn't like, you know, but anyway, the guy seemed okay, I guess, I don't remember, but we all smoked from the bong, like, a few hits, and next thing I know, I like open my eyes and suddenly I'm like, I'm in a car and we're in the car with a guy who's literally in his 20s or something, late 20s or something. And like me and I was with three friends. So me and the three of my friends are in his car and he's driving somewhere. And like, and the crazy part is that everything's animated. So then I'm like, it literally looked like it's a cartoon. The way
really?
He would move like the grips, it was very like animation. Like I was like, like, I thought Bugs Bunny or whatever is going to jump out in a second.
Yeah.
So I was tripping so hard. And I kept, like, also wanting to close my eyes. And I was like, and nothing made sense. Like, even the voices, like, everything was echoing and everything's animated. But
were
I
you
kept,
scared?
I was scared because everyone else acted very fucked up. So in my head, I was just like, okay, I have to be. But I've always been like that since I was young. It's like, even when I got older, no matter how intoxicated I am or whatever I'm on when I was younger, not now. Like, I always will act like I'm fine just so I can feel safe, because you don't want to act like
you're fucked up
because someone will take advantage of you. So I think that moment I kind of felt like, oh shit, I have to be the one to take responsibility.
You're
so
really
I was
just
like
sitting there like,
yeah, so I was tripping so hard, and I had to like, even my voice didn't sound like my voice. Like, I don't think I could even hear it. Like, I can't explain, but I was like, hey sir, where are we going? I mean, who knows? Maybe in my head I'm thinking
in my head
I'm like, hey sir, and really I'm like, sir, where are we going? Like, who knows what really was happening?
You're all drooling out the side of your mouth. In your head you sound like, excuse me sir, could we? And really like,
like, who knows what really,
like, yo, I think Violet's really tripping, dude.
Yes, I don't know if this, I guess I don't know what the reality
you're
was.
You're drooling, you're like in the back seat, you're tripping, you're trying to act normal.
I asked him where we're going, and he's like, to my house, something like that, which already I was kind of like mortified, because I could feel like, you know,
unsafe.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, stranger danger for sure.
Like, this is what my parents taught me and talked to me about. Like, I was like, all I think about, like, even till this day, till now, whenever something bad, I'm like about to do something bad, in my head I'm thinking like, Your immigrant parents did not move you to America for you to die doing this stupid shit. Like, it's always in my head. So that was like what happened is my head. I'm like, damn, if I die tonight, my parents are gonna be so mad at me.
Oh,
like,
my God. Like, and the guy was like, what, 26?
Like,
or
he
something?
Was in his late 20s. So anyway.
And you guys were 14.
15 maybe, yeah.
Oh,
but
my
like
gosh.
Well, we all looked older. You know how like 15-year-olds these days.
Right, you do. They all look like 35.
Yeah.
I see 15-year-olds and I'm like, okay, they look older than I do, which is kind of crazy sometimes.
I know.
Bananas. But anyway, go ahead.
So yeah, I close my eyes. Next thing I know, we're at his house. I'm like, oh, where are we? And he's like, my friend's is like, she's like, we're at his house. Oh my God, I'm so freaked out. And I'm like, why? And I see him like getting upset about like having us to keep our voices down because we're gonna wake up his mom. And I was like,
he lived with his mom.
Which, you know, thinking about
maybe.
It now,
yeah,
being a millennial, like
it
back then,
it
seemed like what a loser. But now I feel like in your 20s, everyone lives with their parents. But back then, it seemed like when I was 14, I was like, when I'm 25,
yeah,
I'm gonna have my shit together.
I'm gonna have a mansion when I'm 19. Like,
what a loser.
I know. I left my house at 17. I was like, I'm so independent. And then I was like,
yeah,
Dad,
but
can
you
I have some money?
Very poor.
I lived very poor. I was like, Dad, can I have $4, please? Just anything. I need to just buy some ramen from the dollar store.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you didn't think that when you're
it
like,
bad.
Yeah. So I was like, when I'm 25, I'm gonna have 2 degrees and 3 kids and a husband.
Yeah, and a dog. And a white picket fence, yeah.
Did
totally
not happen.
Not happen.
Yeah, so I remember he was like getting upset. So I could tell he has some anger problems. And again, everything's animated. And plus, it's what's scary is I keep blanking out, you know?
Yeah, because you were like basically wouldn't remember,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so then I was like, excuse me, sir.
like what's his name? Excuse me, sir. Could I have some more porridge? Oliver Twist. Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Please don't kill us and rape us.
I was like, my friend's dad is a police officer, which actually one of them was like a detective.
Did you just
or
randomly
something.
Say this?
No, he was. But I was like, he's on the phone. He's calling and he keeps calling and he's asking where we are. Can you please take us home, sir? And I mean, again, that's what I think I said.
And what were all your friends doing?
God, I don't know. They were like all over the place, maybe running around. Like, I don't know what they were doing, but they were like, they were not hiding how messed up they were.
They weren't.
I mean, like, imagine being so young and everything is just animated.
Right. Was he trying to like make moves on you guys?
Honestly, I still can't remember.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
Then I open my eyes. Now we're in the car. We're back in his car. And he's like, when I open my eyes again, he's yelling at one of my friends because she says something to upset him. Like, I don't know if she said he's being creepy or what, but like, he's yelling at her. So he pulls up at a gas station and like, as he's driving. And I said, okay, can you just let us out then? We'll come out. We'll get out anywhere. And he's like, no, I'm not letting you guys out of the car. That's what happened. He wouldn't let us out of the car. And then he's like, fuck, I need to go get gas. So he stops at the gas station. And I see across from us at the gas station, there's a police car. So I think he was still in the car. And I look at my friends and I go, everyone jump out of the car and just run.
Yeah.
And we all like open the doors and we just sprinted. Because like, what is he going to do, run after us? He can't because there's police. Then we ran.
Did he say anything when you were running away? Was he screaming like, hey, good work,
no, I mean,
rapscallions?
We're all like so high. Like, what is he going to do? Run after us and he's going to get arrested.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like we all ran. And then as we're like, and back then there's no Ubers.
The cops were like, all right, well, clearly the meth situation is not under control in this area.
Yeah. Then I remember, I think as we're walking, we're like, I'm like, you know what? At least we're. I was like, this has been a terrible night, but at least like we're safe now. Everything's going to be fine. And next thing we know, like out of nowhere, rain starts happening. So we all are walking down the street and rain is soaking us. We can't get an Uber because there's no Ubers back then.
Yeah.
So we're all trying to walk 2 miles, I think, home in our Uggs. I think we're all wearing Uggs and whatever.
Ew, wet, soggy Uggs.
Yeah, we're all walking. Yeah. In the rain. Then we finally make it to my friend's house and we're all like, thank God we can finally go to sleep. My friend's like, oh shit, you guys, I forgot my keys. And I'm like, what? So then we had to go from the back door to like jump through a gate to like jump into her window. So we ended up being able to jump into like the back, like this back bedroom or something. So we woke up one of the girl's sisters who was in the middle of fucking her boyfriend. And then we all, soaking wet, had to sleep on the same like tiny little mattress because for some reason, we still, none of us had the key to actually get inside the house. So we all, wet and soaking on the probably on cum spots, had to sleep on that little mattress.
Ew,
and that
like
was
a dirty, like.
And that was the first time I tried weed.
Wow.
And that is why you should never do weed.
I would never smoke weed again if I were you. Like, once I have a bad experience with something, I'm so traumatized that I just don't ever do it again. That's so crazy.
I feel like I probably stayed away from it for a while,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to smoke weed all the time, and then I went to a party one time up in the hills, and I smoked weed with Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
And his weed.
Talk about name dropping.
Not even trying to drop a name. I'm just telling you because of the situation. Like, I was like, thought this was going to be like normal weed. That was the strongest weed I've ever smoked in my entire life. I was high for 3 days. Like, I woke up every day being like, please don't be high. And I was like, fuck, I'm still high. Like,
that's the worst thing about weed that people
awful.
Like, weed is the one drug that I feel like you can't throw it up.
Yeah, you can't,
you literally have to, like, let time pass by. Like, you can go to sleep, you can wake up still high. Like,
it's awful sometimes.
If you have the worst trip, you just have to, like, let it be.
And I hate when you get, did you ever have like that full body high where you're literally like, you can't move. You're like, I feel like I'm in quicksand. I'm tripping. Like,
that happened to me before too.
Dude, it freaks me out. Like I love upper weed where you're just like fun and happy and blah, blah, blah. And then like sometimes I've smoked some crazy weed where I was just like, I don't even know what's going on right now. And it freaks you out for a while.
Yeah, I feel like that happened to me before. But yeah, I didn't even realize that this was laced with PCP. Like, I was like, this was weed is like? Like, this is so crazy.
You're like, weed's intense. Whoa, no wonder.
Yeah.
How is this shit? Like, no wonder it's illegal. Like, but really, it's actually not even that bad. I mean, like,
it's
actually so crazy because people keep recommending me. They're like, oh, you know, you have anxiety. You need to smoke weed. And I'm like, well, some weed's cool, but then some weed is like not cool because then I have a panic attack when I'm like.
I feel like, though, I knew that the minute weed becomes legal, people are going to smoke it less. I feel like the minute something's legal, it just seems, quote unquote, less cool, and then no one cares about it.
Yeah, maybe that's the situation. Because what? In, like, what is that place that everything's legal? Amsterdam. You can do, like, heroin.
Yeah, so people do it. Yeah.
You can do, like, any drug. Prostitution.
You can do heroin.
Whatever. You can do anything. Yeah.
Booking a flight right now.
You don't want to do
kidding.
That.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, but literally, like, it's crazy. You can do anything there. And, I mean, it's not, like, out of control. Like, it's actually kind of
like,
crazy.
I used to have a weed license, and I thought it made me really cool, and I would smoke maybe once a year.
Yeah.
But, like, I still felt really cool, like, oh, yeah. I got the good stuff. Like, I got it.
Yeah.
But now, like, then, it's, like, now it's, like, legal, and everyone's like, you want to hit? And I'm like, nah, dude. I'm like, do some crack. Like, grow up.
You're like, I'm interested in meth and other drugs now.
Like, I'm going to, like, I, like, do meth, like, snort it. Like, grow the fuck up, man.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. I don't do crack or meth.
You don't really
do
drugs. Or you don't
really
drink.
No, I don't even drink.
I know, to be honest, which is really funny because I feel like on your Daddy Issues account, you're like, wine and, like, ladies and
I don't care for wine. Like, wine honestly gives you the worst hangovers.
Yeah, you take actually pretty good care of yourself.
No, I do not.
You exercise. I see you exercising.
I like to exercise,
boxing, you go to the gym.
I like to exercise, but I eat very poorly.
I saw you trying to eat well.
I have moments where I snack on something healthy, and then the rest of the night, like, it's like binge ice cream. But I'm trying to, like, eat healthier for sure. It's just, I feel like I have moments. I'm really extreme. But, like, when it comes to drinking, it's not that I don't drink.
Right.
I just don't see the point to enjoy a glass of wine. Like, for me, I'm extreme. So it's either I don't drink at all, or, like, I black out. Like, I don't
you
see
don't
the...
You don't enjoy just, like, getting a buzz.
What is the point?
Okay.
It's, like, so lame. Like, just grow up again. Like, I'm either, like, not drinking or I'm going to get so shit-faced. And then, like, it's like, okay, let's go out more. Like, let's keep going. And then I can go out to, like, 7 a.m. and, like, party really hard. Like, let's do that. Because I'm one of those people these days that, like, I'll still wake up and I can work out the next day. Like, whoa. I'll throw up and then I go work out. Like, it's
whoa,
fine.
But never do meth because it sounds like you have an addictive personality.
Yeah. No, that's actually no joke. That's why I don't do drugs because I have an addictive personality and I understand my personality. I know better than to try these things.
That's great.
So
that's
I
good,
stay
though.
Away from drugs.
At least you know about it. Your latest dare sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, Violet Benson. She'll come to your school. Listen, guys, it's not worth your money to get half wasted. Either go all the way or don't drink at all. Dare. Violet Benson.
Well, like, yeah, I don't do coke. Like, I don't, I've never, gross. I've never done that. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, but again, I'm like.
You've never tried coke?
No. Because wow, I'm like, grow you. Up, take Adderall.
Oh my God.
That's
Adderall.
What I do.
I used grow to take up. Adderall and then I got a heart murmur from it. It's all dangerous. I won't want to take any drugs. I really don't. I mean, other than I take like a tiny bit of an antidepressant.
No, I mean, Adderall's not good for you either. Obviously, I'm not promoting Adderall. Like, it's not good, but I am addicted to it, so.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, a lot of people are. Like, it's.
Well, it actually helps me with my anxiety.
It does? In a weird way.
Yeah, it helps me monotone my personality, and it actually calms me down. But I know some people can.
Use it for other things, yeah.
No, but I know some people with Adderall, it can enhance their anxiety or enhance their depression.
Right.
But it is hard, I would say, but I would eventually probably want to get off of it because I do hate the side effects where, like, the come down of Adderall, like, if I take anything, anytime I take extra Adderall because I need to focus more, like, the come down of it is the worst.
It's
where
like coming off of coke. It's like you have to sleep a lot.
Yeah, you're just so depressed. You have so many emotions. Yeah. So there are a lot of negative things.
Yeah, I remember when I stopped taking it, I literally slept for, like, half a year. Like, I was so tired.
I believe
tired.
That.
It was awful. And I already sleep so much as it is. And
you're like, wake me up when it's my wedding.
I was like, exactly. And then, so literally, I slept. This was years ago. And I slept for, like every day I was tired. And then finally, once after a little while, your body kicks back in and you can kind of get up and do stuff.
Yeah.
But I definitely still have, like, I'm definitely very tired all the time still, but I think that's just who I am as a person.
Well, I'm gonna have to get off of Adderall when I want to get pregnant.
Oh yeah,
which hopefully soon. Am I right? Someone call me. Am I saying?
Anybody that wants to impregnate Violet, go ahead to her Instagram account, which is Daddy Issues, DaddyIssues_. Is it one underscore or two underscores?
One.
Just one underscore on Instagram. Violet Benson. Thank
or you guys
you so
can email
much.
My dad.
Or email Violet's dad. It's all on her page. Go check her out.
Thank
Adderall
so
queen, Violet Benson.
No, oh my God, don't kidding. Promote me as Adderall.
I'm just kidding.
Drug-free.
Sponsor
me.
Drug-free, sponsor her, Violet Benson. Thank you so much, dude, for being here.
Thanks
this
for having
so
me.
This was so fun. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back soon next week with another Worst Firsts. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review, leave me a Yelp review. Go ahead on Friendster, add me, Instagram. You know where to find me, at Brittany Furlan. And we will see you next week on Worst Firsts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.